It's Diane D'Oliveira with 107.1 The Boss, and we have teamed up with RWJ Barnabas Health for Take Care, Stay Well. The Take Care, Stay Well program is a reminder that even through this unprecedented time, you should still continue to see your doctor for your normal checkups, scheduled screenings, and yearly exams. I have Dr. Tejas Deliwala with me, the Chief of Neurology at Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, Chair of the Stroke Committee. We know that according to the CDC, a stroke happens every 4 minutes. What are some of the causes of a stroke?
Basically, there are two different kinds of a stroke. The more common type of a stroke, what we see is due to cut off in the blood supply to the part of the brain, what we call ischemic stroke. That could be because of the blood clot or plaque in a blood vessel that would cause cut off in the vascular blood supply to the part of the brain, and the brain cell dies, gives you a stroke. The other, which is not that common, but it's still second one, is hemorrhagic stroke. And that's basically because of rupture of the artery and the blood vessel will burst open and causing hemorrhage in the part of the brain tissue and causing a brain damage. And that will lead to the stroke. So when the brain cell dies, based upon what part of the brain tissue is damaged, somebody will have either visual changes, either speech difficulty, dizziness, either balance difficulty, sometimes tingling numbness or weakness in your arms or legs. These are all the signs of a stroke. And based on, as I said, the most common is due to either blood clot, or it could be because of the plaque that's causing a cut off in the vascular blood supply to the brain tissue.
Why is it so important to get help immediately if you think you are having a stroke?
Because time is brain. Goal is to preserve as many brain cells as much as possible. More delay you cause, more cell death can happen, which can cause more long-lasting effect on your body. So there are newer treatments and everything is available. So anybody who has the symptoms, it's important to first make sure that either you have a bleeding in the brain or you have a blood clot on the brain. So research and data has shown that early on, if somebody gets treatment, they have a better outcome. Even clinically, at the bedside, we see all the time that somebody who gets help early on, they have a better chances of recovery and avoid long-term deficit. Early on, when you get a treatment, that's the best. So anytime when you have a symptoms, it's now time to call 911 and get their help as soon as possible.
Is it true that Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus has been designated a primary stroke center by the New Jersey Department of Health? What does that mean?
Basically, to be a primary stroke center, we have to meet certain criteria based on standard of care and requirements and recommendation by the state of New Jersey. Our hospital has a stroke team basically comprised of all the board-certified neurologists, ER physician, board-certified radiologists. Even staff members are educated and trained, like nurses and everybody, to quickly identify stroke victims and providing appropriate care for them. So based on the guidelines and research protocol, we identify those individuals and provide them early treatment. And it's very important. There are clot buster medication, what we call TPA. We do it at hospital. That helps you to dissolve the clot as much as possible. These are as the primary stroke centers, we provide all this care at our hospital.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Tejas Deliwala. For more tips on ways to practice caution and wellness, visit TakeCareStayWell.com. And remember, in these uncertain times, it's important for everyone to take care and stay well with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.